Yo, what's good, everybody? What up, what up, what up, what it is and what it ain't. Here again, man, this is another segment of Ray's podcast, man. You already know, Sherm look like they're going to be late. So you already know how we about to rock out. Me and my guy, B-Monk. What up, B-Monk? How you doing?
Man, what's happening, man? What's going on, man?
What's going on is the March Madness.
Hey man, you I know who I'm rocking with, but I tell you one thing, but I tell you one thing though, in that bracket where we got some cheese on the line, I'm not going crazy.
You better not go crazy about that, Brad. Speaking of that, podcast will be out tomorrow. Well, actually, it'll be out tonight. So if you're listening to this on audio and you would like to join. The tournament challenge bracket. It's $25 to join in. We're trying to get a lot of people so we can have a first place winner and a second place winner. But if we don't have a lot of people, then it looks like it will only be one person getting the whole pot. And I advise you, March Madness, if you got your favorite college, please, if they're not a great team, do not have them going to the championship. You cannot be biased now. I understand you being a fan, but when that bread is on the line, use your head.
We'll take the money. We'll take the money. I'll take it. We'll take. Somebody will take that brand.
Somebody get to it. But we about to jump right into it. So what it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what we got to say, join the debate now. First thing, I'm gonna go out the gate, man. You know, we're gonna talk about your Miami Heat boys, man. Miami is 10-1 in their last 11 games. Jimmy Butler is starting tonight against Memphis. I advise you right now. If you're watching this, please take Miami money line. It might be a defensive game. Jimmy's doing this thing. I don't see them losing to Memphis. I'll be shocked just because that they're on this streak right now. But your Miami boys are balling right now. They are healthy. And they made a trade today. They traded for Trevor Ariza. Now, I don't know if you noticed, Brandon. Y'all had a chance to get PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker is traded to the Bucks. He got traded to the Bucks. Miami had a chance to get PJ Tucker, but they didn't want to give up KZ Akpala.
I did not know that, and he would have been gone but I trust Pat, but he would have been gone for PJ Tucker. Easy.
He'd have been gone.
I like KZ. Well, the only way I won't say that that's the case is if KZ's going to be a part of a bigger deal for a better player. Like John Collins or Jeremy Grant. But besides that, man, I don't know, man. I trust Pat Riley, though, so I can't even say if I'm the GM, I'm going to do it. But P.J. Tucker's a steal from Milwaukee. I like that a lot for him.
I think it was a good idea. I know a lot of people are not going to be happy with the fact that PJ Tucker is not on Miami, and they're thinking about why they didn't do it. But your boy KP, nice. He's straight. He's an all-around player. And then you guys were able to get Trevor Ariza. So Trevor Ariza is, you know, I guess we can agree that they're the same player. PJ Tucker, both defensive players, but Trevor Ariza.
I think PJ a little better at this point.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with you saying that, but. Similarity, you know, similar players. They're both defensive players, but Trevor Ariza shoots a little bit better than PJ all around. Because, you know, PJ can, you know, he's in the corner. So I think, you know, y'all was able to keep y'all pieces and y'all still got a vet. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Just because, you feel me, you a Heat fan and you know KP, he like that. Like all around player, he's like that.
Yeah. And again, I'm not gonna doubt Pat Riley. And I don't think we're done. I know we're not really linked to Jeremy Grant. And I can't see the Hawks giving us John Collins for much. I mean, really, because we're in the same division. Mm-hmm. But if there's one person I learned not to doubt or question, it's Pat Riley. When Pat Riley made that team in 05, 06, you know, I didn't like the fact that we lost, I think it was Damon Jones, and we lost a few other pieces, and he brought in some older vets. And at the time, I'm a young guy, so I'm like, man, nah, I don't like this at all. But It ended up working out, and we went in the championship, and I ain't questioned him since. So we'll see. We'll see what he's doing now.
We ain't gonna take that away from him. Like, he knows what he's doing. But now this Miami, though, you guys are on this win streak. You know, I got to give credit when it's due. I said that you guys are going to make the playoffs. I just don't feel like you guys are going to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's my only thing with you guys.
You was giving us a hard time when we were number 12 in the East.
Definitely.
And what is Keon in here? Is Keon in here or Troy Nell?
Keon and Troy are not in here, but when they come in here.
When they come in, because they said it was over for my boys, and I just sat there and I said, no, it's not. And now we got home court in the first round, and we keep ascending up. We might. There go Keon.
Keon right there. Here we go. The devil. What up? Good. Keon, get our backs up, guys. Look what happened was.
Hey, man, it's all right, man. I didn't lose faith. I knew when we got our guys healthy, we was going to make a run at it. And then once I saw, like, the NBA was going to do, like, that whole 10-team format, that definitely took the pressure off of us, because I knew we were going to make top 10 in the East. Like, no questions asked. But Jimmy surprised me a little bit, though. I didn't think we'd be this damn good, but I'll take it. I mean, trust me, I know.
We know what Jimmy do. My thing is, what I always told you, I'm like, okay, it's the East. The records is how the records is still how it is. What's up?
We gotta talk about that too. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
We can speak on that. But thing is, I always talk about is the East. I felt like, yes, there were games that Tyler Hero wasn't there, and Bam played Bam missed games too. You know, I'm gonna just speak on it. Man, one more person. Dragic missed games too. But I felt like since you guys made it to the finals last year, you should have still been in the top eight, because majority of those games, two of those guys or one of those guys were playing. And Bam was an all-star last year. So I feel like, yeah, y'all lost Jimmy. I'm not expecting y'all to be top three, top four. But at the time when I was speaking on your team, I was like, I feel like they should be top eight. I ain't going to line and say Keon and Troy Nell saying it's over. I ain't that dumb now. I ain't stupid now. But
that's fair, man. I like where we're going, and I hope we can get another four. If we can get a legit four like Jeremy Grant and John Collins, I like us. I don't like us more than the Nets, but I like us. I think we'll take the Bucks out, and I think we'll – who's the other team? Philly, I think we'll beat Philly with the roster we got right now, but that's a whole nother thing.
Philly.
Huh?
Can I coin you on that statement right now?
You know what I'm gonna say as of today. I like us over Philly.
You said the roster though. With the roster that y'all have, if you guys were to play Philly right now, you feel like Miami, or if I don't say you talking spicy. You feeling good? Yeah. You feeling good? You know his boys back up. Yeah. Good. They 10-1.
Yeah, because as good as Embiid is killing, I'm still not getting behind Ben Simmons just yet. And there's a lot of people talking good about him. I get all that. I'm just not sold on him just yet. And I just feel like for him to have the ball in his hands as much, you got to be able to make shots. In the playoff, the game slows down. You're in a half-court setting. You're not running and gunning like you normally would unless you're just flat-out better than the other team. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to make shots in the half-court. And I know Joel Embiid obviously can, but it's Danny Green. We remember Danny Green struggling in the finals in the playoffs last year. Snoop Dogg was ready to kill him.
Definitely. And I was all big on Danny Green. I'm going to slide that in there because, you know, I'm not going to, you know.
Seth Curry, you know, he hooping, but that's a level of basketball I'm not sure he's seen that many times. How many times has he been in the playoffs? Like once or twice? I know he went with the Mavs last year.
He went with Portland when they went to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, but it's a little different now. He's a starter on this unit. He's going to actually have to play big minutes and score. And Tobias Harris versus Jimmy Butler. Give me Jimmy Butler 8 days out the week. But hey, I like Tobias though. I like Tobias.
I ain't mad at you saying that. I ain't mad at you coming on that. But Miami's looking good. And thank you guys for joining in right now. If you would like to join the tournament challenge bracket, we're having a raise podcast bracket. If you want to get in, it's $25 to get in. If we get a whole lot of people, we'll have a first place and a second place winner. If not, we'll just all the money will go to one person. And as of right now, speaking of right now, we have $175 in the pot. We're trying to get at least 20 people in. Trying to get 20 people in to get $350 to the first place and $150 second place.
Fellas, them stimmies hit. We know y'all got it, man. Them stimmies hit. We know y'all got y'all good for it. Make a little investment. We know that stimmy.
Hey, B, Rick, who's in the bracket with us, he said, ain't no need to join. He feel like he going. He feel like he about to win this thing.
Yeah, that them be the main ones who done messed up the whole time. The team they got to the championship by the losing round one. It be them tight right there.
All right. We're going to move along, though, because we were just talking about that Miami had a chance to get P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker is now with the Milwaukee Bucks. They have traded him. Miami had a chance to get – he said, was he in the football league? Nah, he wasn't in our football league.
He must have killed.
Miami had a chance to get P.J. Tucker, but they didn't want to trade K.P. Akpala. And now P.J. Tucker is with the Bucks. I'd like to go first on this one, Brandon. I feel like getting P.J. Tucker for the Bucks is very good for them because it's another defender. But where I'm concerned is that's not a shooter. Now, P.J., he's a great shooter in the corner. If he does his job, then I think he possibly can. But it's all about, you know, a big if on that. If he's not hitting his shot, moment of silence for the Blue Devils. Sad.
Yes, sir. Where you at, Fonz? Get him up out of here.
All the Duke fans, thank you for saying that, Keon Sidebar. All the Duke fans, y'all been talking junk for so long. It's just so crazy when y'all get into this investigation and y'all not paying for players, so they say. Yeah, worst year, but we're going to let it know. Just let you know, UNC, University of National Championships. Shout out to you, Rick, for that comment right there.
My boy, Corey.
What up, Corey? He said, PJ jumper off, he off. Yeah, that's one of the things about PJ, I feel like. And I know when Faith's coming here, he's going to still be in that same thing with Middleton and stuff like that. I feel like they're deep, but you got to hit your shots. If PJ can hit his shots, we can see something. But I'll let you go on right now, Brandon, because you know PJ ain't go to Miami, he to the Bucks. How you feel about this? And
I mean, of course, I'd love to have him, but I know not to question Pat Riley. But one thing I'll say, though, about PJ is I think this is now an excuse to put Giannis as your five. When Brooke Lopez ain't hitting shots and he ain't guarded, because I know he was all NBA defense last year, but let's just keep it a buck. Like, he can play D. I don't know. I just feel like in an instance where you got Giannis at the five, I think that can be highly effective. You got Giannis as your center. That negates so many teams. Like, I don't know, man. I like that for them. P.J. Tucker's a guy who's going to do all the dirty work. And I know he's not making shots now, but I've seen him make shots in the playoffs. He's a vet. He's battle-tested. And, again, Drew Holiday is not playing his best basketball as of yet. Chris Middleton, you know, however we feel about Chris Middleton, I know he's inconsistent, but I like the dynamic that PJ brings, because if Brooke Lopez is on that BS and you want to stretch the floor, I like Giannis at the five. I've always wanted to see it, but now we got an excuse to see it. Troy Dale.
There goes Troy for you, Brandon. There you go. Go ahead and say
we already spoke about my Heat earlier, Troy, and you know, you said it was over for us about two podcasts ago. Maybe it was the third one. I don't know. But, hey, we here, baby. We here.
He said, where's the man who lost the debate? Ha. Sherman Face, they said they're going to be late. The show must go on with or without him. But, yeah, Sherman. If you missed last debate, please make sure you go tune in on the YouTube channel. Our Ray Allen and D-Wade debate is a classic. It will forever
be. Apparently, this breast meat right here. All I'm doing is nibbling on nipples.
And while y'all laying here, man, don't forget to share this video. If you're on the YouTube, share a link to somebody. Get some more people in here. Appreciate you tuning into the podcast. And if you want to join our tournament challenge, $25 to join. $25 to join. We're trying to get a lot of people. I'm going to keep repeating it over and over because we got new people coming in right now. $25 to join. We get 20 people. We get a lot of people. I'm trying to have first place winner and second place winner. Right now, we got $175 in the pot right now. As of right now.
If you're going to spend $25 on some crab legs, you might as well invest $25 in your tournament bracket. You might as well.
But I think somebody in the comments, Rick said that PJ can guard Jimmy. Then Corey said PJ can't guard Jimmy, man. Come on, boy, we're putting up triple doubles. I think PJ can guard Jimmy, but I'm not about to say he can lock down Jimmy. But he can guard him. He can guard him.
Yeah, I mean.
And I like what you said about putting Giannis at the five. I did not think about that at all. Now, if you do that, that changes things.
Yes.
No, not
yes. I've always wanted to see it, but you know, Budenholzer loves Lopez, so he always lets him rock out. But you get Giannis as the primary ball handler and at the five. I don't know. I think the only big in the East who really two bigs in the East that really stand a chance. Bigs on Boston. Who else is in consideration? Other teams that's gonna make the playoffs, they couldn't do nothing with Giannis as a center. Especially on a break or something like that. Nah. Fine said Mike not that smart.
Hey, we'll see. I'm gonna give you that, Brandon. I gotta give that hats off to you, man. I ain't got no hat on, but hats off to you. That's beautiful. That was not in my mind.
We'll see if he does it. But I just think it's a dynamic. When I'm on 2K, Giannis is at my five. That's my best lineup there.
I ain't mad at that. All right. We're going to talk about the best topic that we didn't talk about last week. Will Blake Griffin help the Brooklyn Nets? I went first last time. I'll let you start it off this time.
Yeah, man. He's going to help them. I know Face don't agree, and I hope he get on soon. But, yes, buyout market, you got Blake Griffin for nothing. If there was two things people were questioning about the Nets. It was their defense and if they were deep enough. You get Blake Griffin for free to come off your bench. You're paying him absolutely nothing. And, again, we know his athleticism isn't there, but this was a guy who could, like, you know, he could get 5 to 8 assists, you know, in a game, like, back in his prime. Like, people just say, oh, he can dunk. Nah, Blake Griffin can do a little bit more. And in an instance where you need him to close out a game and – DeAndre Jordan, you can't trust him with free throws and things of that nature. You could close out games with him even though he's not starting. And, again, you didn't give up anything. The Brooklyn Nets are killing right now, and a lot of people didn't know whether or not they should have gave up all those pieces for Harden. But now they have a big three, and now they have role players around them like Joe Harris, Jeff Green, DeAndre Jordan. Now you add in Blake Griffin, not to mention – even if they don't win this year, they're going to get Spencer back next year. They are fine. And they – listen, getting Blake Griffin for nothing was OD good.
They might – they think about maybe trading Spencer for his value.
Hey, and just depending on what you get, you never know.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are disrespecting Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin was – at one point, probably the best power forward in the NBA or debatable top two or top three because, you
top
know,
two,
Tim,
top three.
Tim was in the league and LaMarcus Aldridge was that guy. Not going to get in the argument. Not saying we are, but not going to get in that debate, however you want to put it. But this is the fact, though, that year when Kevin Durant was, I don't know if you remember, when he won MVP, when he scored like 25 points in like 40 straight games and beat Jordan, you know, record or whatever. Brown was number two. Number three in the MVP race was Blake Griffin. He finished.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he finished number three, but Kevin Durant was having such an amazing year. And then, you know, LeBron is always going to be either.
In the convo.
Blake Griffin finished that year number three. Blake Griffin, and now he's on the team where he doesn't have to do that much. My thing with Blake Griffin is, can he stay healthy? That's it. That's the only thing I have. If he gets hurt or if he don't get hurt, I still got the Nets going to the finals. I'm pretty sure you still too.
Yeah.
But to see him play in the NBA finals, I want that. I want that. I want Blake to be in the finals. It's Blake Griffin. Like, people are so disrespectful, and that's why I don't like when people are only living in the moment. Only living in the moment. I feel like, oh, if somebody was great, like, it's levels to this. Like, we talking about a guy who's an all-star. Like, he's an all-star. Debatable, it could be a Hall of Famer or not. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But at the time, at the time when, and at his career with the Clippers, we thought he was going, you know, he was that guy. And now you're on the team with other talent. You don't think when you play with other great players, like, you're going to play good? Like, I don't understand people like, oh, and that's why I wanted FaZe to be in here and have him explain his side. But, like, to say, like, oh, he's not going to help him, like, hell yeah, he's going to help him. Like, what you mean? Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, like, what? I used to say the Lakers, like, last year when I was talking about Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, LeBron James, same thing over here. That's a squad.
And I think, man, what a lot of people don't realize is money wasn't a factor because he's already getting paid from the buyout. Like, if you don't know what a buyout is, you agree to terms with the team. Not you, Ray. I'm just saying anybody watching. You agree to terms. You know, you basically – the player has all the leverage. So any number that Blake Griffin left the table with, he got. That's what he wanted. He got his number. He could have went anywhere, but a guy like Blake Griffin, I've heard him been labeled as a diva, you know, he's a superstar mentality. For a guy like that to say, yeah, I'll come off the bench. I'll play my role. Like, I don't got to come here and start and get 20, 30 touches a night. No, I want to come here and win a championship. That, to me, speaks volumes. Because he could have went to, I don't know, like somewhere else and just say, yeah, I want to star. You know, I want to rock out a little bit and still compete. He's like, nah. I want to win a championship. Now, some people might not like it because they might be like, oh, well, he's trying to basically ride that big three's coattail. But however you look at it, man, Brooklyn got a good piece. And for nothing at that, I think they win that. And as far as health, he's playing bench guy minutes more than likely. So he should be healthy. And with how they're treating KD, they're not rushing anything. They're not like, Harden and Kyrie are going to win us games in the regular season. We're going to be a top two team in our conference. We're not tripping. There's not even a home court advantage anymore, so we're not tripping off that. Get everybody healthy and ready for April, May.
Yeah, and then people are coming out to say, like, he wasn't doing anything in Detroit. I mean, I don't want to speak up for Blake Griffin, but I'm assuming, you know, then there's no disrespect to anybody that plays for Detroit, but like, Detroit's not doing anything this year. They're not doing anything. So for Blake, knowing that he came out and said that he wants to be traded or he wants to go to a different team, and like I spoke on before that he gets injured a lot. Like, why am I about to go so hard when we're giving the keys to a younger guy, you know, Grant, like, and he plays the same position as me. Like, why am I about to go hard? And people are saying, like, he wasn't doing nothing with Detroit, or he hasn't dunked since 2019. I guarantee you his ass come up a pick and roll with James Harden and get a two-hand dunk for sure.
Yeah, easy. For sure. People, and it's crazy. People really, like, they don't understand the kind of athletes that are in the NBA. If Blake Griffin couldn't dunk, he would not be in, like, a team wouldn't even, like, they would find a way to get rid of his ass. Like, no. Like, people – people tripping. Now, I do think it is a little lazy, but again, he probably don't want to live in Detroit. Blake Griffin is a celebrity now, man. He got his own TV show. He done smashed some Kardashians, whatever the case. Like, bro, he is a celebrity. Like, he want to go live in L.A., New York, Miami, somewhere like that. Like, he's a celebrity. He didn't want to be in Detroit, man. And he got what he wanted, and he could have went to any team. He could have went to the Lakers. I'm pretty sure he could have went to the Clippers. He probably could have came to Miami. He probably could have went to Philly, whatever the case. But he said, I want to go here. And I think that speaks volume. You got a guy who's bought in. I think he's going to be bought in. So,
dang, yeah. Where you at, Face?
Yeah. He came in the league and went and got drafted by LA. Like, anything that's lower than that or not, like, you're going back. Yeah. You feel me? But he went to Detroit. He got that back. So, like,
yeah.
Good money. Got that bag. You know what I'm saying? Now time to go get that ring. That's how you're supposed to do it. I know somebody not about to like this comment right now, but I feel like Melo should do the same thing. But, you know, it is what it is on that.
Instead of Melo, he should have went to Chicago, in my opinion. But I
he would have, like I'm saying, like bad in the, as in a good thing. He would have went to Chicago. Miami.
Oh, went crazy.
Miami would have some troubles. It would have been
D-Wade and Bron would have probably, because D-Rose killed them by himself. You add Melo to that element? Man, I'm with you.
I told you somebody wasn't going to like that comment. He said, leave Melo out the comment. Hey, man, shout out to Carmelo Anthony, man, moving 11 all time on the list, man, scoring list, man.
Melo, that's crazy.
Melo is doing, yeah, that is crazy because they try to
block crazy. Him. I'm happy for him.
They try to blackball him, but Melo doing his thing with Portland. Portland looking like a scary team now. Now moving along to what we about to talk about.
You ready to talk about it?
I'm ready to talk about it. But before we go deeply into what we're going to talk about, because I know where your head is at, Dame Dolla, 50 points last night in a comeback win. I ain't going to lie, he messed up a damn ticket. I had Zion 25 in the win. That was the last thing on my ticket, and he messed it up. So damn tight. It was a $20 ticket to win the band, and he messed my shit up. But it's all good. It was a good game. 50 points on 20 shots, though? And it was down by 20? We've been having a double-double in the past 6-7 games, averaging 30. That's tough.
Hey, man, you let me know. You get what you got to say, and then we're going to revisit what we've been debating. I wish Face was in here, but let's come on. Let's get to it.
That's tough. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'm going to just keep it a stack. Dame keep playing like this, which you spoke on. He said, how much B.I. have? I think B.I. had like 28 or something like that. Zion had it don't even matter. Mark? I'm gonna get it. I think I'm gonna leave that to Brandon. I think Brandon gonna speak on that. But nah, Dame been doing his thing. Melo been doing his thing. CJ just came back last night. I think CJ only had like 10 points in his first game back. They finally got healthy. Hey man, Blazers look good. Blazers look really good. They're gonna make the playoffs. I still say second round.
That's fair. Yeah. But you know, that's not what I want to talk about.
I know that's not what you want. I'm going to say that. And then I'm going to let you. Now you got it. It's on you.
Okay. So about this whole Dame not being first team, come on now. Hey, but I will say there's a player or a guard, I should say, that went from not being in the conversation. To me, he passed everybody as far as guards are concerned. And that would – by default, knock Steph in the second team if the season ended today. But damn, that boy James Harden going crazy. Leading the league in assists, getting 25, like it's his damn business. Like, come on, man. I got it. He's my first guard on that first team. And then second, a close second, would be Dame for me. And y'all was saying, oh, Luka doing this. Luka killing. Don't get me wrong, Luka is killing. But I'd be damned if he has more value and he's doing more than Damian Lillard right now. I'd be damned. I don't want to hear. Well, you can speak your piece, but they said clutch scoring. He's leading the NBA in points, field goal percentage, and he hasn't missed a free throw in the clutch.
Jay said, where you at, Sherm? Yeah, right now.
I don't know. Sherm going to sit here and say Kyrie need to be the MVP, but, you know, that.
But, you were finishing off what you were saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying, man, like, Dame checking all the boxes right now as far as first team MVP. It's going to be interesting because if Embiid misses, like, more time, he's probably going to slide down by default. And I think next up would be Jokic. But, like, voter fatigue is telling people to forget Giannis. But Giannis is putting up the same damn near numbers. And LeBron is LeBron. James Harden's coming up. This is going to be, in my opinion, probably one of the craziest MVP finishes ever. So I don't know if I can call him MVP, Mark, but he's top three or four for me.
Okay.
Oh, and my boy Jimmy Baskets, by the way. Yeah, but go ahead.
I mean, I feel everything you just said right now was all good, but then you threw Jimmy in there. I understand the argument.
Let's talk about it.
I understand the argument why someone will put Jimmy in the MVP conversation. Nah, not this one, dog. It's not this one. You can make an argument. He holds value and all of that, but not MVP.
That's fine. But I'll just say this: when Jimmy Butler came back from injury, my Heat were 12th. They're fourth now in the East. If we're talking about valuable, I don't see how he not in the combo. But that I can live with y'all saying.
I'm gonna say this one thing to that. You know the records from 12th to damn fourth was only like two games or three games.
No. We're gonna talk about that too. We're gonna talk about that because you disrespected the East.
I ain't disrespected nothing.
You did.
I did not. We'll get into that though. I'm gonna stay on topic with the Luka and the Dame right now. As of right now, I'm gonna say that they both hold value to their team, but Dame, I'm not gonna say one is higher than the other one. No, it's not. But Dame is winning games while CJ is out. Like he's not below the top eight. I mean, he's not below the top eight. And he's up there averaging 30. At the time when we were talking about it, Luka was averaging, 0.6 less than him or something like that and had more assists than him. Now Dame is starting to pick up his assist column and trying to get in there. So Dame is doing his thing. I don't know. He said, and he's missing Bam. Bam there.
Bam back. He was out, though, and Jimmy was still winning, but he back there. It wasn't like a crazy OD time. But – You already know Fon. Me and Fon's in the group chat together. There's been a comparison that was made, and apparently Jaylen Brown was way better than Jimmy Butler. And I was just like, hey, pump the brakes. Maybe we can have that discussion one day. I love Jaylen Brown, but
Jaylen harder than Jimmy Butler.
It was the way how it was presented, like it wasn't even close. Like Jaylen Brown was that much better than Jimmy Butler. And I was like, what in the world?
You ain't gonna say all that. Yeah.
What up?
Sir, how nice for you to join us. Put that Memphis Grizzlies hat on. What up?
Vancouver is a throwback. You just can't see.
Vince is now. I know. But Brandon, Dame is doing his thing. And I'm not trying to say that as like, he's doing his thing and going to like not, you know, give him his respect to it. He's going crazy right now. That game last night to have 50 points, with 20, you know, people get 50 and they shoot by, you know, a smooth 32 and stuff like that. For them to be down by 20, a game like that jumped him high as hell to be in the MVP talks. Like, if he ain't number three, he damn near top five just off of that performance. The comeback, prime time, what was it? TNT, that was a hell of a game. And if he continues to keep doing that, I have no problem. I'll tell you right now, Face ain't here, but I'll speak to myself. I'll tell you right now, if he's doing what the hell he's doing right now, he definitely will be either, he'll be before Luka in first team, if like the way how he's playing right now, or they'll both just be second team. I still don't think Stephen Curry is going to be second team.
You got Steph over Dame?
Yeah, I still think Steph's gonna be in there.
Now let me be clear. Who's the better basketball player? Steph Curry. I'm not about to violate and disrespect. But what is Steph Curry doing this season that's topping what Dame is doing now? Like what is he doing better?
I mean, according to, I'm glad he's in there, according to Sherm, he didn't even think the damn Warriors was going to be top eight.
And that's another. And that's they're another not. Thing, Ray. Ray,
they're
Ray,
not.
Ray, Ray,
Ray. They're not.
He didn't think they're going to be top. He don't think they're going to be.
They're not. They're 500 or better. I always said that 500 or better. That's just where they at.
They 20 and 20 right now. They're in ninth place. And the Mavericks are 20 and 18th in the eighth place.
Man, Golden State is not making the playoffs.
I want to tell you this, Sherm, before you say that. They have a new format. The format is different now. So when the season is over, and whoever
7 to 10 playoff game, what? Then yeah,
we're going off top eight.
No, but the seventh seed plays the eighth seed, and whoever wins that gets the seventh seed, and then the eighth seed will be playing the winner out of ninth and the tenth seed for the eighth seed. That's how they do it.
But this, when we said this, though, it was before that happened. It was before that.
I'm just letting everybody know what the league is.
And you know what I want to come at you about?
Me or Sherm?
You, Ray.
No, talk to me.
You know what's so funny is the Warriors are ninth right now. So if they do make the playoffs and you are correct, that means the Dallas Mavericks would not be in that top eight. And that's the team that you see. And take whose spot?
I think they're gonna take the Spurs spot for sure.
Who, Dallas?
For sure. For sure. For sure. For sure.
Okay, but hey, I'm not disrespecting
the playoffs, right?
Sure, I think Golden State make the playoffs, and I don't think the Spurs are gonna make it.
Okay. Ray, you always been a man to stand by your word, and that's what you're doing right now. But you really don't believe that, man.
I really do believe that. I do think Golden State is gonna make the playoffs. I'm serious. If Golden State, just the scenario with the league is talking about right now. If the Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks were to play each other, because you know, above the Spurs is the Nuggets, and then above the Nuggets is the Blazers, and then obviously the teams above them, the Clippers, Lakers, and all of them. I don't see them. Utah. I don't see them. Or the Suns are falling below. So if the Mavericks were have to play the Spurs for that seventh seed, Dallas is gonna beat them. And then what? Memphis is gonna play the Warriors. I got the Warriors beating Memphis. Sorry, Ja, another year you lost in the playing game. And then Spurs are gonna lose to Golden State. I really have the Warriors making the playoffs. No matter who they play, they're gonna make the playoffs.
See the new structure is changing the dynamic of the conversation.
Of course.
Because we were saying that
I got them top eight. Before
Sherm was concrete that the Warriors wasn't gonna make it. I wasn't sure. Andrew Wiggins didn't live up to. He hasn't lived up to the hype.
He's still not.
And Kelly Oubre was worse than I thought he was gonna be.
Well, what hype are we talking about? First round pick or hype to what he's doing for the Warriors? Let me get the definition of your statement right there.
I mean, when you get drafted top two or three, I mean, it's like. And the way how he was getting compared to people, he was getting all this hype. He was in high school. They were saying he could play in the NBA out of high school. He goes to Kansas. I didn't like him at Kansas, but so many people were talking about him. Like, dog, he can still do this. He's got the potential to be a three-level scorer and defender, and he just hasn't lived up to his billing at all. Like, I don't know why people even still conversate about him at this point. Like, he can still do it, but I don't know, man. I never was a fan. But I just thought the hype might come alive a little bit with Clay.
I always liked Andrew Wiggins' game. I think Andrew Wiggins was good. I just didn't like they calling the next LeBron. I hate when they try to do that. Like just say that thing. No, you can laugh about it, but they really were saying that he was the next LeBron. They said the same thing for Ben Simmons, too. And they said the same thing for Zion. Like, stop trying to compare these 6'8", you know, guys with the body frame to LeBron. Like, just say that they're their own player. Like, don't
compare. But that's,
But that's how they do it, though. OJ Mayo was supposed to be the next Kobe. You remember that?
I do, but.
But I'm no, OJ Mayo was hyped. Like, this was before the internet. Was nice, though. But he was supposed to be the next Kobe. Like, OJ I remember Mayo was like,
he's old the next as Kobe. Dirt, man. He was old as dirt.
He was.
Coming out of high school, he was old as dirt.
He was on his Shabazz Muhammad. I know you remember Shabazz in Jersey. When they won the state championship, Shabazz was about old as hell, dunking on everybody. Shout out to Shabazz. Old as
dirt, man.
But even without this new structure or anything like that, I do really believe, and I'm not just bullshitting, I do feel like Golden State will finish top eight. I do.
Okay. Now that it's WWE, they probably would, man. Because WWE is pure entertainment, man. Pure entertainment. And only – I was concrete on what I said, yes. Because I still don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Because they're so inconsistent. And Steph is out there playing by – he's playing by himself. He's playing by himself, man. They're not going to make the playoffs. They trying to – I didn't even realize until – couple of episodes ago that the NBA didn't even release the second half of the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were talking about it, there wasn't a second half of the schedule.
It's like it's all entertainment. Now they're going beyond the entertainment. They just basically putting people in position, well, teams in position to get they following the money, man. Yes, they're going to give Steph a chance to make the playoffs, but it's not going to happen. Not for no 6'2", 6'3", point guard shooting. It ain't going to happen. Y'all already know. Everybody already know what I feel about your main guy being your leading scorer. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, we can argue about that all day. We'll see what's going to happen for that, but a guy who's about to be bought out, and Sherm, you're well aware of his game. You are too. LaMarcus Aldridge may be bought out by the San Antonio Spurs. They were trying to trade him, but now they're saying that he might be bought out. If he gets bought out now, that changes everything because, you know, teams have to trade for him now, so they had to give up things. So now that leaves Boston. I'm gonna put this is my rank of teams that where I think he should go. Boston number one. I think Boston should go after him all over LaMarcus Aldridge. Then the second team I think he should go to is Portland. I think he should reunite with them. Third team, I'll say Lakers, and then fourth team, I'll say the Nets. Just because the Nets I got last because I feel like the Nets are gonna try to get Andre Drummond before they get LaMarcus Aldridge. That's where I'm at with that. Sherm, how you feel about LaMarcus Aldridge and where you think he should go?
They don't need – first of all, Brooklyn don't need cotton candy. They don't need cotton candy, like I said. Dinosaur, though. He's a dinosaur. What has he done with – if you can't play for Pop, who can you play for?
I mean, he was doing his thing for Pop.
But what has he produced as a leader, as a guy who you can build around, as a guy that can get you wins? What has he done? Absolutely nothing. He should go to the Lakers. Go to the Lakers.
I don't agree with you saying that he didn't do anything, though. I don't agree with that. That's my only thing.
Go to the Lakers and become a stretch, whatever you want to do. They don't need him. They got what they need. Sign Drummond, a guy that's going to pair up with Blake. Give you a little bit of mixture of everything. But nah, we Brooklyn don't need him. My team Brooklyn don't need him. My team Brooklyn don't need him.
Is it your team because you're just anti-Bron?
Oh my. Why we gotta go there though, right?
Because you're not a Brooklyn fan.
I am a Brooklyn fan.
You are a Knicks fan.
I'm an Earth Flat fan.
No, you are a Knicks fan.
I'm an Earth Flat fan.
Rep your team. The Knicks are doing good this year.
Yes, they are. They're mediocre right now. They're mediocre, which is better. No, but that's better what they usually are. They're mediocre right now, and I'll take that.
It's crazy you speak on Brooklyn saying we, my team, before you talk about. Yeah, thank you, Jay. Thank you for supporting us. You are a Knicks fan. That is crazy. The only way I see you being a Brooklyn fan is you want to go against Bron.
Why is that, though?
I mean, that's the only thing I can see.
Why can't I just support a team that I like?
Because you don't support your real team you like.
Why can't I support players that I like?
You can support them, but your team come first.
So if Bron could jump, so you want to take it to the Bron. So if Bron could be a free agent every 2 years, why can't I be a fan and be a free agent every two years?
You was not saying that first, but when you talk to me about LeBron, the first thing I always say, my team is the Cleveland Cavaliers. I did not hear you say Knicks first. The first thing you said, my Brooklyn, we don't need them. Like, whoa.
My Brooklyn Knicks, we don't need them, right? Why can't
I know it is what it is.
Why can't I be a free agent as a fan?
Because your team is finally relevant since 2010. You should be jumping for joy right now.
If Cleveland was relevant and Bron jumped shit. Why can't I as a fan do the same thing?
At least talk about your team first.
Why should I have loyalty to the Knicks?
Because that's your team.
Same thing. Let me go get my Patriot hats. My Patriots are gonna win a Super Bowl next year.
Oh, he just getting on the
podcast. We can say that. Let's get back on topic.
Brandon, how you feel about LaMarcus Aldridge? And if he's balled out, where you think he should go?
Man, I saw LaMarcus play, man, and he could barely rebound. He wasn't really blocking shots. And nobody is playing to a guy playing, you know, with their back to the basket. So I'm going to say Portland, man. Just they can use him off the bench.
We had somebody ratted you out a few years ago. It was my Golden State team. And it was my
Golden State, my goal. That's my third team.
Oh, yeah. Like last year, you had the
That's
actually,
you
got
team, man. It is what it is, man.
Anti-Bron.
No, I'm not anti-Bron. I'm all for Bron. All I'm saying is Bron is smart how he do his business. So if he can jump, I can jump too. I'm engaging as a fan. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong, but it's just so crazy that you're on the team that you know that's going to meet him.
I'll go back to the Knicks once they get a Kyrie like Bron did when he went back to Cleveland. I'll do that.
Won't even be damn relevant.
But they had a stud.
Oh, my goodness. So Julius Randle's not a stud?
Huh?
Julius Randle's not a stud?
He's okay.
What?
You're not – wait, all right. So I'm going to ask – Are we building the team around Julius Randle? Are we building the team around him?
You can.
Okay.
You can.
Okay.
It ain't like it's a hell no.
It is a hell no.
Just so happened his very first year that he's healthy. The Knicks are a fourth. The Knicks so are.
Why did the Lakers get rid of him?
Why did the Lakers get rid of him? Because they were getting LeBron.
So why didn't LeBron keep him?
Basketball minds, you a coach. Do you think LeBron James and Julius Randle going to work together on the same floor?
Why not?
Because Julius Randle don't shoot threes. Copy. But we'll go on to the next thing.
He don't shoot threes.
No, at the time when he just started to expand his game just now. When Julius Randle was at Kentucky, he was in the post. Randall watched him when he
But let's get to this. But everybody that whether it's Chris Bosh, I hate to have LeBron. Whether it's Chris Bosh,
Chris Bosh was a shooter, always a shooter.
Yeah, but he became a stretch four.
My point is Julius Randle was never a stretch four.
No. But their numbers went down. So it's not like Ron and you shooting threes if your numbers went up. No, your numbers went down. And you know what else went down? Your rebounds went down. Everybody that played with LeBron, Marc Gasol, like everybody hard on Marc Gasol, like, oh, they're doing the same thing. Bron is doing the same thing. Standing the guy, you can't rebound if you're standing at the 3-point line. You
now,
can't.
Let me say this to you. And we all play basketball. We ain't just talking, like we all played on teams. When you get on great teams, when you're on a terrible, no, don't roll your eyes. When you're the best player on the team.
I'm not rolling my eyes.
Taking
a deep breath.
Okay, when you're the best player on the team and your team is really not that good and you're the main guy, and of course all the system is ran behind you, you're that guy. But when you get on another team with other great players, your stats are not going to always be that way.
You have to play a role, but the narrative about around your guy is that he make guys better, which he don't.
Do they win a championship?
No.
Who didn't win a championship that joined LeBron?
All right, let's.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I don't want a LeBron to win. Because he only won four. How many he won? Four?
Yeah, four. And everybody that
won. One is because my guy, Ray Allen, saved his ass. All right? Okay? All right? Two.
Wait, time out. Before Ray Allen hit that shot, he did save them. Before that, did LeBron score 17 straight points in the fourth quarter? Yes or no?
LeBron was choking down the stretch.
Fine, it's cool. Did he score 17 straight points in the fourth quarter?
I don't want to have LeBron.
I just want to ask that.
All right. I'm going to say this.
Is that a fiction? Did he score 17 straight points in the fourth quarter?
No, I just seen him. I saw him choking down the stretch.
Did he score 17 straight points in the fourth quarter?
I saw him choking down the stretch.
Okay, he might have choked to you.
No. What we can do is let's get the video. I don't want to have a LeBron debate. I'm tired of the LeBron debates. let's get the video.
I be watching too much Skip Bayless.
Let's get the video. Get the video right, and let's go to the last 2 minutes or last 3 minutes of that game.
I will do that. I know what happened the last 2 minutes.
Let's get the video straight, so because. The only way that you guys will understand is if you see it for yourself.
I remember it.
Every possession.
I remember it. He got a turnover. He got a turnover. In the last 2 minutes, he got a turnover, and he missed the three. He missed two threes.
No, and he shot a damn brick going down the middle. I remember the whole sequence.
But did you also remember 17 straight points in the fourth quarter?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So you just got me. That's all it is.
It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing unless you close.
What? So if we don't score them 17 straight points.
It don't mean nothing unless you close. It don't mean nothing. I don't want to hear about what you did. I don't want to hear about what you did. Crunch time.
All of that is crunch time. The fourth quarter is crunch time.
I don't want to hear what you. I'm talking about those last seconds where you don't have to take a three and you just go to the basket and ram it on them.
When you're not passing the ball
because you don't want that. You don't want the ball in your hand at those moments.
17 straight
right.
points.
Can we get back on top? We're gonna break down the whole quarter. Let's do that. Let's break down the whole fourth quarter. Get the video. We can do a show just after the season is over.
Okay, let's move on to the next topic, though. Who should trade for John Collins? Which face? What's it? What did he say? Hey, Brandon.
I'm just look. Hey, Keon, brother. I appreciate it, brother. I'm just over here and taking it. I was a part of it last week. I'm just over here gathering it all up.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. And everybody that's joining right now and everybody that's listening, we got a tournament challenge. You know, it's March Madness. It's $25 to get in.
The stimulus check bracket.
As of right now, it's $175 in the pot. If you want to join, let me know. Hit me up at Raise Podcast. $25 to get in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're trying to get a lot of people in it. First place. We're trying to get a first place winner, second place winner. As of right now, all the money going to go to everyone first place. So hit me up and let me know if you're trying to get in the tournament challenge bracket. And please do not be biased with your team because your $25 will be going down.
Hey, if you got kids, hey, that's another $1,400. Make multiple brackets. Make a bracket for each kid.
$175 is in the pot right now. But who should trade for John Collins? Brandon, which face was here? I would love for him to start it off. He says, stats suggest LeBron is NBA worst late game free throw shooter. That's what Emery Black said about LeBron James. Who should trade for John Collins?
Hey, you gonna have to show us this stat, man.
It's a fact. Those are facts.
I mean, look, sometimes stats are facts. Sometimes stats don't tell the whole story.
It's always
back and forth.
What we can't do is we can't let the stat we can't let the numbers facts when it proves our point.
You say that again?
We can't let numbers be when it proves our point. Look at it even when it don't. And that's what goes on a lot. He's the worst free throw shooter.
You gotta show me that.
Yeah.
You gotta show me that because I don't
have my notebook.
I know. I'm just saying you don't need a notebook. We got Google. Send me the link, Basketball Reference. I look at a lot of things, and Emery Black, I don't think that's legit.
Now we'll have Ray posted on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think that's legit. So let me know. My Instagram, at Ray's Podcast. Send me that link to Basketball Reference where he is the NBA's, I'm guessing you talk about all time, worst late game free throw shooter. Please show me that because I definitely think that's a false and that's no copy. But hey. Prove me wrong. Show me that. Don't just talk the talk. Show the facts. We ain't going by your eye test. I hear you, Jay. But Brandon, who you think should trade for John Collins?
Us, the Miami Heat. I doubt they trade within the division, but Miami, we have everything. We got point guards, Kendrick Nunn, Dragic. We got wings, Jimmy, Duncan, Tyler. And we got a legit center. All we missing is a four. And I think I got to consider Jeremy Grant for that or John Collins. But I think if we get John Collins, man, I ain't going to say nothing too crazy. What, Troy? Troy in the comments talking greasy. What, Troy? Say what's on your mind. But we need John Collins. And if that calls Duncan Robinson – Or Duncan Robinson and maybe KZ or Precious?
You gonna give up all of that for him?
For a guy to average 20-10 last year, and we still got Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler and Bam and Avery Bradley, Trevor Ariza, Kendrick Nunn? Yes.
You gonna give up Duncan, Precious, and who's the KZ for John Collins?
Out of here. Get him out. For John. Yes, for John. And I didn't even realize he was shooting right under 40% from three. Like, I didn't even know he could shoot for real like that. But you telling me he can knock down threes?
Yeah, John.
And he's athletic? And he can switch? And he'll go posterize you? Yes. We need all that.
I think you should just put, like Troy just said, put Tyler in there. Duncan ain't going nowhere. Y'all can't give up Duncan.
I love Duncan. I love Duncan. But I don't know what Miami's doing with Tyler Hero, and I can't say that I like it. But I'm starting to think maybe they're just trying to hold his value back or something. Because Tyler Hero can go. Don't get it twisted. He ain't as good as a shooter as Duncan Robinson, but he ain't 30 slots down.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying that he has the value, and like y'all have Kendrick Nunn and y'all have Goran Dragic, but I understand Goran Dragic is not going to be there for a long time. But I don't know. I think, like you said, trusting Pat Riley.
Oh, yeah, I ain't tripping. Whatever happened, I know that was supposed to happen for me, but I will admit this. I am sick. We didn't go get James Harden. I was against it at first, but I'm looking. I'm feeling foolish about my
thing. You wanted James in Miami and South Beach at them strip clubs with Ricky Rose?
Hey man,
did you want
James? James would go to a strip club. What's down there? Magic City? What's in Miami?
It's all of it. It's everything.
He'll go to a strip club.
King of Diamonds.
He'll go to King of Diamonds and then wake up the next morning. We'll have a 7 o'clock, 7:30 game. He'll have 50, 11, and 12 and call it a night. Off straight Hen. Hen gonna still be on his breath. Yes, we should have got James Harden.
Nah, but Brendan, I got to take my hat on to you, man, because you've been calling it. You've been calling it, and Miami has been balling, man. They have been balling. 11-1, the last.
Yeah.
10-1, but they're playing right now against Memphis. Should be 11-1.
They have been balling. They have been balling. So hats off, Miami. Hats off to your prediction, because you kept saying it. You kept saying it.
Troy, my boy Keon owned up to it. So I got love and respect for Keon, but Troy, come on, man.
That just like Chicago wanted Russell Wilson, right? Fat kids can't always have cakes. Damn. If anybody's a Chicago Bear fan, that's tough. But I think the Mavericks. No, I can't. I like KP. I think Boston needs to make a play here. Why are you shaking your head? I think Boston needs a big man. They need one. They need a big man. They need some type of They had Big Al. Al Horford was there, but Al Horford was not the Al Horford with Atlanta. They need a young guy at that 4 or 5 spot, and they need to go after John Collins.
Go get your boy Miles. They can have Miles.
You know, Lakers trying to get him.
Oh, so you want him to go there, huh?
For sure. For sure. I'm all
go get Miles.
I'm being all biased on that one. I'll be honest with you. I'm telling you straight up. Yes, I am. But I think John Collins should go to Boston. I think Boston need to go after either LaMarcus Aldridge or John Collins. They need to go get a big man. That's what their downfall is, and that's what always been their downfall. They had a chance to get Miles and Doug McDermott in the summer. They didn't want to do it. And look where they at now. No disrespect to my guy Tristan Thompson, you know what I'm saying? Got a ring with us in Cleveland. But that ain't it, Jack. That ain't it.
Boston problem is more than just adding pieces. It's more than adding pieces.
Where are you going at with this?
Coaching. It may just be that time.
Get Brad Stevens out of here?
No, I know, but it may just have another voice. And it's not wrong. It's not saying that Brad Stevens is a bad coach. They just need another voice. They're not responding. Again, it's okay. That's okay. He's gonna get a job, whether he go back to college or the NBA. He's gonna get another job. But he's been there long enough. His NBA coaching career is aligned with their core NBA career. It may be time for them to just need another voice.
Even though Boston winning, Boston win their little winning streak or whatever, I still think Brad Stevens can get out of there. I agree with you on that, but we'll see how it goes. The Magic, the coach from the Magic, because he used to coach in Charlotte, he really wants to get Kemba in Orlando, but Boston's not going to trade Kemba Walker. They're not trying to give him up.
And they wouldn't do it. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Well, the Magic want Kemba, but the Celtics aren't going to give up Kemba.
For who? For Vuce?
I think so. I think so. Because remember, Boston wanted to get relax, Brandon. He made that damn face for it.
Hold on. Because every Celtics fan I know have said they needed a big. Now, granted, I know the fans don't control the front office. But I do think they are a little weak at the center spot. And for the way how everyone's talking about Kemba, they wouldn't trade him for Vuce. They got to be another part,
that's
too.
That's not 100%, but okay. I will guess that it is because, you feel what I'm saying? Who else would they, you know, would be on the table? Like, you got a former All-Star, and then you got an All-Star, two high good players for them. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like Magic, they want Kemba. They want him. The coach wants him back.
I would think that maybe his value went down and maybe they would want to get something for him, like trade like Fournier or something like that for him so they can play Kemba.
He's injury. All the deals for Fournier and Gordon went out the way. Bye-bye,
Sue. But if like Kemba Walker and Tristan Thompson equals getting Vucevic, yeah, pull the trigger. But we'll see. But I would do it if I'm Boston in a heartbeat.
And then the last topic that we'll speak on before we go is it's two quick topics. One quick one, J.J. Redick could be bought out by the Pelicans. You know, they're trying to go with the younger guys, Nickeil Alexander, and they got a nice little young core. J.J. Redick is a vet. You know, his playoff streak ended last year because the Pelicans didn't make it. I think that if he gets bought out, the team that he should go to is Brooklyn. I think he needs to go to Brooklyn.
I mean, it's obviously not a bad choice for him, but Keon said it, Lakers. He's one of them type of guys where he can go on all 30 NBA teams and have an impact just because of what he brings to the table. Fon said Bucks. He'd be a hell of a choice there.
Damn, Bucks. That is right. You're right, Fons.
He'd be a hell of a fit there. And I mean, really anywhere. Like, shoot, Philly. Go back. Well, I guess they ended on bad terms, but you can never have too many shooters in the NBA today. So, really anywhere he chooses to go if he's bought out, it's a win-win for whoever he goes to.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Fons. Scratch what the hell I just said. I forgot about the Bucks. They definitely need a damn shooter. Shot the Fonz on that. And then Charlotte Hornets. They are hooping. Charlotte is hooping. Gordon Hayward is hooping. He got paid all that money. He's hooping. LaMelo, he's now officially a starter. He's balling. LaMelo Ball is balling. He's doing a thing. Terry Rozier is looking like Scary Terry from back when he was with the Celtics. He's doing this thing. P.J. Washington playing his role, and they finally give him Malik Monk his time. Charlotte, can they be a team to upset anybody in the playoffs?
I'm going to say no right now because, yes, they are balling. Outside of Terry Rozier, outside of the Boston clan, the guys that came from Boston, they don't have much playoffs experience. Like, at the end of the day, it's going to be new for LaMelo. It's going to be new for Devontae. It's going to be new for PJ and Miles, that environment. And all the top teams in the East have experience of some sort. So I don't think they beat Milwaukee. I don't think they beat Brooklyn. They ain't beating my Heat, I tell you that. Philly, only reason I say they won't beat Philly is because they don't have a soul that has a chance on Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid he might put up Shaq-like numbers against the Hornets, straight up. Now, can they beat No upset from them. Not this year. Because I just think about who they play in the first round. Huh?
Can they beat the Knicks? Can they beat the Knicks?
Yeah, I think they can beat the Knicks, but they're right beside each other in the standings, right?
Yeah, I know.
I think Charlotte, who, Charlotte? Charlotte 2 games ahead, I believe.
Yeah, so Charlotte's fifth. So right now, they'll be playing with the fourth seed, right?
They taking that humble L.
You know they playing, right?
If they fifth, they taking that humble L in the first round.
You know they playing, right?
Who?
They playing your boys.
That's what I'm saying. They taking a humble L if they at number five. They taking that humble L. Five, maybe six game, maybe six, but I'm gonna say Heat and five.
That's tough. That's very
so
tough.
So no, I don't see upset this year. But LaMelo and them boys keep getting, all the young guys keep getting better. They're gonna be a team to reckon with.
Oh, this is right at the top because I was just looking at the standings. Nate McMillan, you know, he used to be the coach for the Pacers and they fired him. He's now coaching for the Hawks, and the Hawks are now 7th seed. They've been on like a 4 or 5 game winning streak. Congratulations to him for getting the job. I mean, I didn't like that the other coach got fired, but you know, as like Sherm always said, maybe it should be a time for a new voice. The Hawks are that team that's in the playoffs right now. Do you think they should? I don't know, man. They got John Collins. I know John Collins is looking to get $25 million per year, $23 million per year. I don't know. I can't wait to have Face on here to speak with him on that because I know he like his man Darren Collins and he feel like everybody should go to the damn Hornets. Would you say, Keon?
No, we should. Let's give Mr. Jordan some applause, man.
Finally made the right choice.
Yeah, he's been the butt of the joke for years, but he finally got it right. But is Mike, is he really calling the shots as far? We already know he's the majority owner. But you hire your GM and your president, you hire them to make those decisions. Is Mike really making those decisions or is he trusting his people to make those decisions?
I'll tell you what, it's either one or two things that happen. He either did trust him and said, F it, I'm not trusting y'all no more. Or he didn't trust him. And then he said, all right, it's on y'all now. Y'all figure it out. I'm out of it. So one of the two definitely happened. I just don't know which order. I don't see him in as many games anymore or sightings. So maybe he said, all right, he was there the other night, but I feel like he was there a little bit more. Maybe COVID got him in the house. I don't know. But one of them two definitely happened. One of them two deals they have.
He said, Mike said, F it.
he even said, F it. He said, F it. I just don't know which side of the totem pole he was. Something happened. It's working.
Sherm, you wasn't here, and then this would definitely be the last topic, and then we'll go into our predictions and our record. JJ Redick might be bought out from the Pelicans. I first said that he should go to Brooklyn, but then Alphonse in the comments said that he feel like he needs to go to the Bucks. If JJ Redick is bought out by the Pelicans, what team do you feel like he needs to go to?
I'll say the Bucks. I will say the Bucks because Brooklyn, they're solid. The Bucks need that. So what you gonna come off the bench?
Yeah, you gonna come off the bench.
Is he willing to do that? That's the whole thing.
Coming off the bench right now for the Pelicans.
I think he'll come off the bench anywhere he goes just because I don't know what he's bringing to the table defensively at this point. And I know, you know, I'm not saying Dante DiVincenzo or, you know, Danny Green are great at this point in time in their careers, but I don't think J.J. Garden, any of us on this panel right now. But I think he'd be a great addition off the bench wherever he goes.
It'll be very tough. But all right, now let's go into our predictions. Here are the records. Sherm is still number one. Germ, you're 19-16. I'm 11-14. Face is 16-7. Brandon, you are 11-9. Last week, Brandon, you went one.
I'm 11-9.
Yes.
I ain't go 2-1 last week.
No, you went 1-2.
Ooh.
You took Boston and you took your Trailblazers. Happy. The only person that went undefeated is Sherm again. God damn it, Sherm, you did it again. Yeah, and me and Face went 1-2. Because remember, at first you was going to take the Suns, but, you know, you let Face swindle you. And tell
I got peer pressure. Ain't that a bit. Go ahead.
So, but, yeah, so tomorrow's game. And tomorrow games. NBA TV. Nah, I ain't going to do that game. We obviously know who's going to win that one. We'll do Pelicans versus the Trailblazers. This is a rematch from yesterday. I'm taking the Pelicans because they blew it. They got to get the second one. Be who you got.
Pelicans. I don't got face in my ear. Yes, Dame can lose a game. Yeah, I'm going with the Pelicans.
Can I say, hey, Coach Sam, what's your secret? Who's your source? Goddamn well over 500.
I wish I knew, because like I said, when I go on FanDuel, it ain't the same.
Hey, I ain't even gonna hold you. I took a major L today. The Raptors lost this damn Pistons with damn Siakam and damn Fred VanVleet. Damn. But who you got, Sherm?
I'm taking the trouble. I'm taking Paulie. I'm taking Paulie.
Ooh, okay. I'm taking Paulie. All right, it's not too much. This is tough. I mean, of course, if I say Lakers and the Hornets, I'm pretty sure we're all going to say Lakers. So I'm going to just do this game. Magic versus the Knicks. That's an up-in-the-air game.
Knicks. I'll go first. Knicks.
You know.
Magic beat up, man. Just come on. Just – don't even overthink it. Just come on. Damn. Get you a dub. Get you a W.
All right. So if that's getting to the last game, I'll take the Knicks, but then the Thunder versus the Hawks. What's up? That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
No, it ain't.
Who you got?
I'm going with Nate McMillan and Ice Tray and John Collins. Wait. Is Clint Capella playing?
No, we ain't doing that, remember? We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
I'm going with the Hawks. I'm going with the Hawks.
You're going with the hot ATL or OKC and Shai Gilgeous and the boys?
I'm taking the Hawks, though. I'm taking the Hawks.
I'm definitely going opposite with y'all this time. I'm taking OKC. We can't all take the same damn teams. So let's go Shai Gilgeous. I got to watch the damn game.
What's your record again, Ray?
Hey, look, man, don't worry about me now.
Okay. That's all I need to hear. That's all I need to hear.
I'm 11-14. I'm strong right here, all right?
Okay, all right.
Coming back. You 11-9.
Hey, I need to go 3. You should. I thought I went 2-1 last week. I need to double check.
You took Boston with me. And then.
Who they play?
They played the Nets. Sherm took the Nets.
I did. You're right.
You took the Trailblazers versus the Suns. We all took the Suns. And then it was Golden State, and we all took Clint.
Before we go off, I got another debate. Who are we taking? Bird or Dirk? Bird or Dirk? Who are we taking?
I'm taking Larry Bird.
No, we don't know. Bird or Dirk? Everybody don't agree with that. Everybody don't agree with Bird.
I'm going to answer Keon.
Yeah, answer Keon first.
Keon, who? Tell me who you think winning, Keon. I'm interested, but
Tyson Fury, Joshua too.
Because I'm tuned in. Tyson. But
Fury.
Bird. Three consecutive MVPs. I'm taking Bird, man. I'm taking Bird.
But the numbers say Dirk.
I mean, Dirk played a longer career.
Do they say Dirk?
The numbers say Dirk.
Dirk played a longer career.
Larry Bird almost averaged a triple-double for his whole career.
The numbers say Dirk. This is something that we can talk about.
Hold on, I'll say it real quick. Dirk averaged 20 for a career, 20.7, 7.5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Larry Bird, yeah. 24, 10, and 6.
No. But who, as far as all time scoring, who's leading?
Because Dirk played more seasons.
I'm going with Bird, but I'm just saying everybody don't agree.
I mean, what Bird? Bird only played what 10 seasons, if that?
Nah. He played more than 10, but
12. Like,
the last three. But right, I agree. I'm just saying that it's people that will take Dirk over Bird. I'm not disagreeing with y'all.
Yeah, people was bugged out. We'll just leave it at that. All right, that's it for all the shots. I look like everybody said Bird.
Troy, I don't do numbers. Point for the next podcast.
I'm gonna take the underdog, man. Just like I took the underdog in the UFC fight. I'm gonna take Joshua. He said Fury 10th round TKO reason. Fury wants to prove he's better all around boxer than Joshua, so we have to box him out. I don't believe Fury wants to knock him out. He wants to totally dominate him.
Keon, I want to ask you a question next show, though, because I'm about to watch Snowfall. But there's some speculation about Fury against Wilder.
For sure.
I'm interested. I want to hear people's opinion on that. But no, I don't got time today. I'm telling you, I got to watch Snowfall. It's fire. I got to tune in.
But, Brett, are you talking about what's in the gloves?
Yeah, that's the speculation. Now I will say,
if that's the case, then you gotta blame Wilder's. You gotta blame his corner. Because I don't care who you are, they watch. You gotta have somebody from the other corner seeing your glove get wrapped, seeing your hands get wrapped, and seeing your glove get put on. But again, that's something that we can go into.
We'll talk about it next week. That'll be the first thing we'll come on to, Keon. Since you ended it off with that topic, Keon, we'll come back and speak on it. We'll go back over the last fight and what we think about going on to.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, appreciate everybody tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to like and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And you got your stimulus. If you want to be in a tournament challenge, like it only costs $25 to get in. March Madness here. March Madness.
Yes, sir.
Any last thing before we cut off? Y'all gotta say anything?
Thank you everybody for tuning in. That's all.
All right, go Heels. You know we're not gonna win. What it is and what it ain't. You don't like what I got to say? Join the debate. And guess what, Jalen? Duke ain't make a tournament this year. Copy.